If it ain't got that swing, doo-wop, 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 wop, doo-wop, it don't mean a thing. If it ain't got that swing, doo-wop, 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 wop, doo-wop, makes no difference if it's cool or high, 'cause you just got to give that rhythm everything you got. Now it don't mean nothing if it ain't got that swing. Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections. Today's date is Wednesday, the 11th, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith again. Of course, got a rant for you today. A lot of things happening. A lot of difficult news for myself and Eric and the listeners, I'm sure, to swallow. If you're not aware of it already, I will make you aware of it that Christopher Boland's brother Jay has been arrested, and with the same original charge that Christopher was arrested for. Apparently, somebody was in front of his home and there to harass him, and of course, when he maybe responded to their harassing, he was arrested and brought to jail. Now, we're talking about 40 and 50-year-old men here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, there is no history of people our age who've never been in trouble ever getting in trouble. And I have to tell you, this is in my view, an attempt to silence Jay Boland. He is probably privy to things that happened to his brother or are in the process of happening to his brother. And he is being sent a message to be quiet. And I wonder, you know, if these people are bold enough to try myself or Eric or others. But the fact of the matter is, it's not an attempt to frighten you. It's an attempt to mobilize you. I would like mobilization here. I would like it to be as difficult as you can even imagine. Because there is a false flag terrorist attack coming for America. They are going to murder more of us. The Israeli Mossad and the British MI6 and the elements within our government, the Zionist criminal elements within the United States government, are going to murder more of us. They've got it in the planning stages. I'm absolutely convinced of it. And they've got their criminal Zionist spokesperson, Mr. Skeletor Chertoff, doing the saber rattling and the fear mongering over there about how terrible Al Qaeda is, which everyone knows that Al Qaeda is a fabrication of the Mossad and the U.S. Intelligence services that are compromised. Now, you all know that the FBI works for the Zionist Jews in America. That is a fact, has been a fact for many decades, probably since its inception, in fact. And most, if not all, of the CIA is compromised in that direction as well. And so when you talk about this false flag nonsense that they're going to unfurl on all of us again, what the big question needs to be is, what are they going to try to usher in with this? First of all, it's probably going to precipitate problems with Iran, having been setting up that mess, that conflagration for so long. It's probably something that they're going to start immediately. But there's also been reports coming in about Israel getting ready to do something either to Syria or to Lebanon. Their troops have been withdrawn. The reporters have been brought off away from the borders. They've shut down the ability for people to monitor their military in the short term, and all of the villages that are in the northern part of the country. So one of two places are on the menu for these crooks, and that is either Syria's Golden Heights into Damascus, or more likely, in my view, a consolidation of their power into Lebanon. But that remains to be seen as far as which target. And the date, I don't know the date. I don't know if it's tomorrow or if it's in 5 days or it's in 10 days or even a bit longer. But it is coming. It is imminent if they can get their people to follow the their instructions. Now, of course, the American military is not listening anymore. They're getting people who are actually fragging the lieutenant. If you remember in the Vietnam days, they called it fragging the Louis. Well, there's fragging of the Louis going on over in Iraq. The military low ranks, the privates and corporals and sergeants don't want to go out into these neighborhoods anymore, and the people ordering them to go are either in some cases being ignored, or they're being threatened, or they're actually being gotten rid of. But what you don't, and you may not be aware of, is most of the fighting force in Iraq are not our own military, but in fact, they are contracted private army. They are Blackwater, and they are over there. They have tens of thousands of these private armies going on. They do not have a moral code. They do not have anybody to answer to, and they do not show up on the statistics for dead and dying soldiers either. On top of that, you are not seeing the figures coming in from Mexicans who joined the American military who have died over there. Those are in the many, many thousands, and in fact, the Mexican forces that have joined the U.S. military get the most dangerous missions that they've got over there. But the goal over in that country has never been to secure the nation's resources for the public in Iraq. It has always been to create a civil war between the Shia and the Sunni and have them kill each other. That is always the goal of the Zionists, is to divide and conquer, ladies and gentlemen. And we talked about this months and months ago on the French Connection, and I told you their goal here is not to win, so don't look for any reports coming out of that place that look like we are winning, except to cover their political butts when it comes to reporting to the American public. But the fact is that they want that place to be as messed up as possible, and you often will find Mossad agents and Israelis working the roadside bomb squad over there. It's pretty much a given at this point. We don't even have to investigate much of these charges anymore because so many of them have been confirmed. How bad is it going to get, and how bad are we willing to let it get before we put a stop to it? Now, of course, me as an individual, I'm on the chopping block, like Chris Bolin, like Eric. And, however, you know, as I've said before, I have a large extended family here. Many of them are in all different areas of this nation's, both government and private sector. And there are a lot of influential people in my family. And of course, I feel, blessed to have them. In fact, they're a wonderful bunch. And they do care about my wife and myself and the things that we go through. And so that gives me some small margin of security, as well as the fact that that everyone is now realizing that they are targeting Christopher, myself, and Eric. And the fact is, Christopher, I think, has met with foul play, and I'm going to reiterate that right now, that he is certainly not safe. And we don't believe the emails that have come from him are an indication of his security or safety. He still has not tried to call us. And, in fact, if he were in any situation where he was free or still alive, he could have made a call to us from another village or another small town or city in his area just to let us know he's okay. The fact is that hasn't happened, and that leads myself, Eric, and many, many others who have emailed us and looked into this fully believing that the worst has probably befallen these folks. Now, we don't have direct evidence because I'm not sitting there with him at the moment or looking at where they've got him. But, this arrest of his brother is absolute punctuation of the fact that that something has happened to Chris. It's a confirmation. Now, you know, all these detractors out there trying to slime us and destroy our credibility. How are you going to spin this one that Chris's brother was arrested? All basically that this does, ladies and gentlemen, is makes the French Connection look more credible. It makes us look like we've been telling the truth, and that's why we are targeted. And people that associate with us or with the members of this powerful information triumphant get attacked. And we are definitely being attacked. We have been on the internet. We have been on the forums. Many people have fought back on our behalf. Of course, they never have been successful in any measure, not even a small measure, at attacking our research. And then you've got the cretins over at American Free Press who have turned out to be just what we told you they were. They are the Southern Poverty Law Center's spokesperson for the white supremacists and the other crap eagles over there try to spin the false hatred toward the Jewish community. Which reminds me, I should tell everybody in this listening audience once again for the 1,000th time that I am not against Jews, never have been. In fact, I have friendships from the Jewish community, having lived in New York, that go back decades, and never any time had I ever seen these folks involved in any of the shenanigans that we discuss here on the French Connection. They, in other words, they're just workaday people trying to get by in life. And I would say that is the majority of the Jewish people. So what you need to understand is that not all Jews are involved in these crimes. This is a Zionist criminal mafia. It is no different than allying the same kinds of behaviors to the Italian mafia. You wouldn't blame all Italians for the things that that the Italian mafia has done over time. And interesting, when you look into the Italian mafia, you find out above them has always been the Zionist mafia. Yep. Well, you know, political Zionism is working its way into everybody's power base in every country that I discuss this about. And in other words, the other day I did a statistic search on this French Connections website, and we are represented in over 140 countries in the world, ladies and gentlemen. We have people tuning in. This is a worldwide discussion going on here on the French Connection. People from around the world know what criminal Zionism has done. And just right now, going on the television set downstairs on a very mainstream channel at a mainstream hour is the debunking of the Protocols of Zion by a guy named Mark Levin. Boy, they are desperate to try and cover themselves here. It's working. The things that we've done is working. The question is now, when they pull the next level of nonsense, who's going to try and assert their freedom? Who's going to be willing to say, I've had enough now, and you'd best not do that to me, or you won't like the result? How many people are going to be willing to do that? I'm guessing tens of thousands, but the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, tens of thousands in a world of 6.2 billion, it would not certainly be enough to stop this mess. So what we've got to do is work even harder on the internet, and even harder with friends and relatives and family members, posting and issuing and showing and emailing and posting odd audio files and videos of this information, so that these events that they've got planned and the things that we already know about them are better known by a larger group. This is what our security depends on, for each and every one of us. Because once this mess implodes, and if you haven't been watching the dollar going down the toilet, it is, as we speak, falling to unprecedented levels against all currencies, and on the verge of that 80 mark on the basket of currencies that we've discussed before. It is just above that now. Never been this bad off ever. So it's at 80.54. I've never seen it that low. Now, maybe it's been that low once or before, but I've never seen it anything near that. So what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is on the jumping off point for everything. You know, America's heading toward third world status. There are no major corporations that are sticking around to see what happens in the United States. They've taken their factories and they've went and set up themselves in other countries. And I think they've known for a while that America was slated for destruction. But they also probably have some very dastardly things to met out in the near future. And if you want to avoid that, it's going to take a concerted effort, a powerful effort, a numbers game effort. We will never be a majority. The Revolutionary War never had a majority in its fighters. It just won't happen that way. What we will have, though, ladies and gentlemen, is a strong enough force to stop them, because they don't have big numbers either. They've got people they've duped. They've got police departments they've lied to. They've got people within those organizations that are in leadership posts. But the rank and file is often completely unaware or only has suspicions about this criminal gang. And as their family members, people you email to, and as their friends, people you post things with, begin to become educated about it, we'll have a better shot at informing the police as to what it is their bosses have been doing in their names. Because, face it, if they go along with their management's decisions, there's going to be things that are terrible for everybody in the public. And you can't accept that as an American. I mean, we always prided ourselves at having courage. When you find out that in 99% of the cases, that is just a fallacy, it's a saddening thought. But at the same time, we've got people in Australia that are fighting hard, and we've got people in New Zealand and in England and in Germany and in France and in Spain. We have numbers coming in from everywhere that people are aware of this stuff. So, pull out all the stops. Put your trust in the French Connection's information, and know that the reason that Jay Boleyn was arrested recently was to silence him about the disappearance of his brother. The people who have been spokesperson for Christopher Boleyn are not to be trusted in any way, for any reason, under any circumstances. And unless and until we clear up the status of Christopher Halia and his children and their children, those people are should be considered off limits to anybody who wants facts to be shared, because I don't have any trust in them at all. Period. End of story. No trust. And this woman is a, in my view, knows more than she's sharing. That's what I believe. And of course, if you don't know it already, she is from the Jewish community. That in itself is not a condemnation in any way, but rather an indication of what we're up against with this person. And we've already posted on the site the anomalies we've discovered with her. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is just a short rant to inform you of the problems with Jay Boleyn, and also to inform each and every one of you that now is the time to pull out all the stops and fight harder than you've ever fought. This is the time for you to let everyone in your network know what's happened. Show them the proof of what we've provided. Show them the evidence of these arrests, because these arrests punctuate our evidence in ways we could never have done if they had not done it. They don't do these kinds of harassments and arrests to people who are talking about crop circles, ladies and gentlemen. They don't do it. Webster Tarpley's not being chased around the circles. You know, Foghorn Leghorn Jones over there is not being harassed by the authorities. And he'll probably, now that he hears me say that, he'll come up with, "Oh, the police were chasing me last night, and they tried to beat my brains in." And that's what I'll get now, because I just said what I said. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, he just will not point you to the crooks. Just won't do it. We're the only guys doing that. And these arrests and these harassments and these false charges against people should punctuate our evidence clearly. And if they even are bold enough to do anything additional to that, it should just make a landslide of people understanding the facts about what we've done. And our information cannot be erased from the internet. It's everywhere. You could take our site down. We've got mirror sites. You could get rid of our audio files, and they've been put on CDs. You'll never stop this information. It will always be available. And we are here to expand on it, and we are here to defeat these criminals. So, help me, help us, help yourself. No time to lose here, ladies and gentlemen. There is something in the wind from these crooks because they are losing badly and they need to do something quickly. The question is, are they going to be able to even get their own people to act? I believe that there are a lot of people who've been working for them that were not sure of the team they were on, the crooks they were working for. And I believe many of those people are beginning to wake up and not act on their orders or on their behalf. I believe that. So keep pushing. I think we're making headway here. We are certainly making headway into the hearts and minds of many patriots around the world and people who want liberty and hold dear the ideal of individual freedom. So until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling you all, please, be well and fight hard. Bye-bye now.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do-wop, 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 wop, do-wop. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do-wop, 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 wop, do-wop. Makes no difference if it's cool or high, 'cause you just got to give that rhythm everything you got. Now it don't mean nothing if it ain't got that swing. Do-wop, 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 do-wop. Cause you just got to give that rhythm.